Kia ora, ko Tū Whenua Rawa ngā Tanahira Tuku Ingoa. This is your Wātea News. A Māori tobacco control researcher says there is a moral panic being whipped up about vaping among young people while bigger dangers are being ignored. Dr. Mariwa Glover says the latest Ministry of Health survey shows 24% of 15 to 17-year-olds had participated in binge drinking at least once in the previous 4 weeks. It also found 4% of students were smoking cannabis at least weekly, but only 3% were smoking tobacco weekly or daily. In contrast, almost 8% were vaping at least weekly, but only 2% on a daily basis, showing it wasn't leading to dependency on nicotine.
We mustn't lose sight of the much higher rates of drinking alcohol, of binging on alcohol, of things that represent a greater risk to our children and our young people.
Dr. Mariwa Glover says there is also an epidemic of violence, including sexual violence and threats, which schools should be concerned about rather than whether their students are vaping. A new report on Māori medium education says it provides nurturing learning environments with excellent outcomes for Māori learners. Te Kura Huanui, the Treasurer of Successful Pathways, was prepared by the Education Review Office. Chief Executive Nicholas Pohl says it continues to produce confident, successful graduates who are strengthened by their whakapapa, te reo Māori me ngā tikanga Māori. While there are different guiding philosophies at various kura, the report identifies common conditions for Māori educational success. Mana Māori motuhake, or being Māori, tikanga Māori, whakawhanaungatanga, the quality of teaching and learning, and visionary leaders. The report was launched today by Associate Education Minister Calvin Davis, who says the future of Māori medium education is looking bright thanks to a $150 million investment in this year's budget. Green MP Te Anau Tuiono says the National Party needs to be a koha, not a hoha. He says Nationals' outrage over a $200 koha laid by Chief Human Rights Commissioner Paul Hunt to a human rights hui organised by the Waikato Kingdom Mongrel Mob chapter shows how out of step the party is with the Māori world.
It's important to follow tikanga, and a koha is a koha. It doesn't matter who you're giving it to. It's just about having good manners. This stuff is pretty basic. It's not like that. You know, he was showing up and giving away a Ferrari or anything like that. It was just a couple hundred bucks.
Te Arawa Economic Powerhouse, Pukerua Oruawhata Trust, has lured Rotorua Airport Chief Executive Mark Gibb to head its operations. Mr Gibb previously held senior leadership roles at Westfield and Fonterra. Trust Chair Malcolm Short says with a number of new commercial projects on the go and other plans for the near future, it will be great to have his skills on board when he starts in October. Since getting control of Ngāti Whakaoe's residual land assets from the Crown 40 years ago, Pukerua Oruawhata has built up a balance sheet worth more than $225 million and is a major commercial landlord within Rotorua. And that is your Wātea News.